a reservation under the name Nguyen? That's N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Good morning, and welcome, sir. May I have your charge card?
Here you go.
Okay. That's a double for three nights. Did you want a queen or a king-size bed?
A queen is fine.
And you reserved a smoking room?
Correct. Is it too late to get breakfast?
Actually, the restaurant closes in 10 minutes. You'd better go ahead and have some breakfast now. I can finish checking you in afterward. You can leave your bags with the bellman.
Thanks.
Conversation 4.
Hi, I'm checking in. The reservation's under the name Anderson?
Yes, ma'am. That's a double room, smoking?
A double room? Actually, I reserved a suite, non-smoking.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. Let me check again.
I have important meetings all week, so I really need that suite.
I'm sorry. That was Janet Anderson, right?
Janet? I'm sorry. It's Diane. Diane Anderson. D-I-A-N-E.
Diane Anderson. Oh, I do apologize. I'm showing an executive suite for you, non-smoking, with a king.
Page 29. Conversation Model. Exercise C. Listening Comprehension. Listen to guests checking into a hotel. Complete the information about what each guest needs. Conversation 1.
I'm checking in. The name is Patel. P-A-T-E-L.
Welcome, Ms. Patel. You wanted a room on a high floor? That's a king-size bed for two nights, correct?
That's right.
Smoking or non-smoking?
Non-smoking, please.
Are all those bags yours, ma'am?
Yes, they are. My husband is arriving shortly.
Well, I better get the bellman to give you a hand.
Thank you.
Conversation 2.
Hi, I'm checking in. The name's Lewis.
Yes, sir. That's a single, non-smoking, with a twin bed?
There must be some mistake. My wife and son are joining me tonight. I'm sure I asked for a king-size bed and a rollaway.
I'm so sorry, sir. Let me check. Okay, no problem. We have a non-smoking room available with a king-size bed. I'll ask the bellman to bring up that rollaway for you right away.
Thanks.
Conversation 3.
Hi,